Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. You become part of the solution when you are, you know, part of the discussion, if you would. Because then what happens is you get to hear all sides of the issue, right? You get to work with all sides of the people on all sides of the issue. And it's a big deal. It's a big difference. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Busy day for the White House today. I love these. You got to love them. They spend more time in cleanup mode for the Biden family than anything else that I've seen. In all the years that I've been doing this. The White House today came out with a statement after the damning information over the last few days, right, with the whistleblowers there at the, you know, at the hearings. It says all these accusations were debunked years ago. Okay, well, I've been doing this show for years ago. I've heard nothing. Right? I mean, seriously, I've heard nothing about this. Debunked? You mean, is it debunked because Joey B said it didn't happen? I'm just trying to understand. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, really, look at this thing and look at the dishonesty behind the Democrat Party when it comes to this kind of stuff. Whistleblowers for the Democrats. Witnesses, people gave testimony for the Democrats in favor of what the Democrats were looking for. Somehow we're all angels of the one true God. Angels of the, you know, of truth. It's just amazing. And every single one of the Republican witnesses, right, the whistleblowers, all of a sudden, they're Satan's second cousin. They've accused some of them of being Chinese spies, right? They accused some of them of being in the pocket of Donald Trump. I just find this. I find it again amazing that the Democrats are so stuck. Now later on tonight, I'm actually going to do a whole piece on the hypocrisy, which isn't hard, believe me, on the hypocrisy of the Democrats. And I'm saying that because I want you to listen to what they've been saying, boy, for a year and a half now, on how you don't question the outcome. You don't question the election outcome. That it's proper and fair and all of that, but yet they have been debating this, questioning this, whenever a Republican wins, all the way back to Eisenhower. All right? I mean, was more subtle then. But now, they make it sound like they never question the outcome of the votes. And it's a lie. It's not kind of a lie. It's a lie. But I'm starting to believe, I shouldn't say I'm starting to believe, that would be a lie. I have now for close to a decade now. When I used to push back on this stuff, for almost a decade now, I've been saying, I got to start thinking about this differently, because I used to say, you can't just call it the deep state. You can't just believe they're trying to do the wrong thing. You do have some bad apples and some bad actors and both. But look at what's been going on. Again, it's not just a party difference. It's such an ideological difference. Even today, you had RFK Jr. I'm not the biggest fan of the Kennedys, so don't take this the wrong way. But you've got the Kennedys, who were well known for being the Democrats' Democrat. And they're ripping apart. They're trying to censor RFK. Think about the irony behind this. Think hard. They're saying, they're trying to censor RFK from giving testimony today because they're saying that he's always been an anti-vaxxer. He's always been against, the vaxxes, which is not true if you listen to him. Look, he's not an anti-vaxxer in the sense that no vaxxes, no how, no way. He believes there are some vaxxes that we should have because look at the diseases we've eradicated with some. But what he's saying is you cannot make them or give them to a child all at once like they've been doing or trying to do. And B, you have to make the pharmaceutical companies responsible. You can't allow them, for all intents and purposes, if you would, to get away with murder, which is truly what they do get away with. If they're not checking the drugs, if they can't show you how they check the drugs, they are, for all intents and purposes, getting away with murder. All right, Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
That one never gets old. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. So you get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Let me bring him on. Always love having Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to as Zoe on with me. And Zoe, crazy week. Crazy, you know, the Democrats are like scattering like little cockroaches in a kitchen when you turn the light on right now. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Are you kidding, man? With all that white privilege that they got, the Democrats got, they don't scatter. It's like you turn the light on and they're just
You got roaches over there doing cocaine on the sink and stuff like that. And you got the view roaches sitting up on the microwave. They're saying Republicans planted that cocaine for that roach for Hunter Biden roach to do. And it's like, no, they get away with all this sort of stuff.
The most secure building, right? And they're saying that the Republicans planted that there, which is great. Do you have the video? Oh, wait a minute. The camera wasn't working. Or there wasn't cameras in that area. I still don't know. And the article that I read said that the Secret Service, ready for this one? They interviewed no one. They questioned no one. They interviewed no one.
Yeah. Like whatever sort of process, it just sort of seems to escape Democrats, man. They can say, well, there's no video when it comes to Biden, which shows the poor security measures that they have. But when it comes to where are these Republicans that you say planted the evidence? Well, we know they planted evidence. Do you have any video? No, we don't need any video.
They like that. Those people are just like that. That's why.
Yeah.
I
mean, but where's this track record that we have of doing stuff like, meanwhile, we got plenty of video on Hunter Biden's own laptop.
Yeah.
You know, of him with prostitutes and doing crack and stuff like that. You know, come on, man.
But he's the smartest guy Joey B knows. You can't attack that guy, you know, seriously. I knew you'd like that one.
Whatever.
Anyway, it is. It's not like the Twilight Zone. It's like backwards land. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's you try to talk to these people, they don't want to have a conversation. Look, I'm not a big fan of the Kennedys. I did this in the first segment, you know. But RFK Jr. was there today, and think about this: he is giving testimony at a censorship hearing. Right? Talking about how they even tried to censor him in getting his message out when it came to vaccines. And he's like, I'm not against vaccines. You guys have been making it sound like I'm against vaccines. I'm against two things. One is giving kids, little kids, all these shots at one time. That's number one. And number two is the vaccine companies giving them, like, the right to kill anybody. In essence, they're not responsible if something goes wrong with the vaccines to these little kids and it hurts them or harms them. And that's wrong. We shouldn't be doing that. How do you get anti-vaxxer out of that? So let me go a little further and you can comment on this. One guy in one of the news has said, you know, RFK is such a hypocrite. He even said he vaxxed all his kids. That's all he got out of it.
Man, but you know the thing is I see RFK is like becoming a darling with a lot of conservatives, and and considering him, you know, for the next, you know, president already, and it's sad, man, because it's like Republicans, in order, I guess, for them to get representation, they have to rely on a Democrat, because it's like who do we really have that's really solid. As far as you know, who we could vote for, where a Democrat is looking more attractive.
I don't know. I probably differ from you to a degree. No, I'm not looking at Trump as a savior, if you would, and you know that.
I know that.
I'm looking at the rest of these people, and you know, you look at DeSantis, and everybody's all, oh my God, look what great things he's done in Florida. You know, he's this, he's that. I go, yeah, but he has got a DeSantis-friendly legislature. Look at they changed the law so he could run for president. Okay, that's been in Florida for years. And you want to really have some fun with this. Many Democrats in the legislature have maxed out to his campaign. What do you think that tells you? Democrats.
Yeah, that speaks a lot. That speaks volumes.
Anyway, we can get him out of here. Run him for president. There you go. See you later. I mean, because think about it. He's in his second, fourth-year term. They only have 2 4-year terms. For 2 years now, he is going to be campaigning, running for office in the whole nine yards. And if he loses, he's lost 18 months to 2 years of legislative ability / authority there in the state of Florida. Then what happens? It's just amazing, you know?
Yeah, finish the job, man. Finish the job.
Yeah, I agree with you. You got hired, you got voted in, you worked hard, you promised people you would do the job. I don't think they should be able to. I mean, unless they're in their last year, maybe. but not when you just get elected again. And, you know, now you're going to run for president? Give me a break. I mean, seriously. So, well, CNN's back at it again. Apparently, they say that, you ready for this one? You're going to fall out of your chair, so put your seatbelt on. CNN right. claims that mass shootings in black neighborhoods are a product of racism and white supremacy. So, they say that certain neighborhoods that are predominantly black, they receive more shootings than white ones. They decide to claim that this is a product of systemic racism. The article goes on to say a study from JAMA Surgery reveals that mass shootings in major U.S. metropolitan areas disproportionately impact black people. Yeah, well, you can't argue with that part. They do disproportionately affect black people, both as the shooter and the shootee, or the receiving person of the bullet. But this stuff is how they get into the heads of the low-information, low-IQ voters.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, Joe, they're absolutely right. They are 100% right. This is a product of white supremacy and systemic racism. They're absolutely right. Brought to you by the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is the party of apartheid. They are the party that has pushed white supremacy in America. That's them. KKK, anybody? Dred Scott decision, revocation of Jim Crow? That's them. And they have systemically herded the black community into these areas, and they control the narrative of the black community. And so the black community just stays in the circle doing what they do. And Democrats, man, Democrats have made it. One, they made it to where black people couldn't vote. And they're the ones who engineered eugenics. They've always wanted to control the population of the black community. And they don't have to do that anymore. They don't have to keep blacks from voting anymore. They programmed black people the second they're able to able to escape the abortion clinic. They've herded them into their schools and programmed them from there and programmed them to vote against their own self-interest. Democrats ain't worried about blacks stepping out of school as far as that goes.
We got to go for a break. Keep that thought, though, because we're gonna dive more into this when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show, and Alfonso Rich will be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Friday news update. Good day for investors on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continued to enjoy a winning streak Thursday. The Dow closed higher for a ninth consecutive day, its longest winning streak since 2017. Overall, Wall Street closed mixed as corporate earnings season continues. The Dow was up 163 points. YouTube is bumping up its price on some of its platforms.
YouTube Premium is now $2 more and is priced at $13.99 per month. Those using YouTube Premium Music will see a dollar increase in its plan to $10.99 per month. A spokesperson for the streaming giant told 9to5 Google that the rate hike shows the value of the ad-free services, noting its music app has more than 100 million songs. I'm Matt Mattinson.
The Federal Reserve has launched its own instant money transfer service. FedNow allows individuals and businesses to send and receive payments within seconds. It'll be available 24/7. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way we win. Just be part of the solution, but be informed when you do it, okay? Always a pleasure to have with me Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and again, yes, it's, I keep saying it because I'm not going to let it go away, soulfoodradio.net. So, all right, so, you know, we, again, the white man, we are the reason for the total failure of the black and Hispanic communities. Because we just, we hate anybody who's not white. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, so, well, if you're a Democrat, then that is definitely true.
Yeah. We don't, I played that clip for you a while back about, you know, Malcolm X saying that the biggest enemy of the black community was the liberal white man. And, you know, I think that's why they hated him so much, because his message was starting to resonate. And, yep. You know, again, whether you believed in anything else he talked about or not, you've seen over the decades, if you're honest with yourself, you've seen what's happened over the decades and truly how the liberal community constantly, look at, here's a story I was telling you about during the break, right? New York City. They're now going to pay black people who took a test to be teachers between, I think it was 1993 and 1998 or whatever it was, and they failed the test. A bunch of black folks failed the test. And so what they've decided now is the test, because of the numbers, and I lost the original story, but the test, because of the numbers, was biased towards white folks, because there was a larger percentage of white folks that passed the test than there were black folks. And I said, well, first and foremost, we know that the black folks have been getting beat in the inner city for years when it comes to education. You're not getting a decent education if you're black or Hispanic in the inner city. They're terrible. And so now you're coming out of those schools, you're coming out of those high schools, you're going into colleges, that you're getting into at the time, I believe, was that, what was that called? Affirmative action was taking place. Let you into a college, you get out to be a teacher, and you can't pass the exam? I mean, would any black folks that passed the exam, were they just exceptionally smarter than the other dopes that took it, or the Hispanic people, or whatever? And so now what it's going to cost New Yorkers is up to, well, at the minimum, $1 million per person who failed the test, black person, not white, black person who failed the test, and you'll be put, or you'll be given a pension based on the amount of years you would have been a teacher at the pay grade you would have been at. So let's not throw more gasoline on the fire for racism, right?
Yeah. I reckon this is going to cause a bit of resentment, and that's what Democrats want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the party of divide and conquer, man, and they're using this to make white folks resent black folks, this privilege that, you know, that black people are assuming to be getting. And Democrats, you know, look, they've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. It used to be like they would make these tests for blacks. Blacks had to take a test in order to vote. So
oh, yeah.
Democrats made it to where blacks couldn't get an education. And if they did get an education, it was like really just low grade education. And then have them take this test and say, see, look how stupid black people are. They can't even pass this test. They shouldn't have the right to vote. Right. They set people up for failure. So now, you know, just like Malcolm X said, you know, it's like, look, hey, black folks, if you're putting your support behind the Democrat Party, you're a political chump and a traitor to your race. You got Democrats out there who've long been buying the loyalty of black people. I guess they've upped their game now because they used to buy black people with some stiff, you know, peanut butter and some government cheese. That's how they used to buy black folks. Now they stepped up their game. I mean, just basically paying black people to be losers. I'm going to pay you. We want you to fail so badly. I want you to fail so badly that I'm going to pay you $1 million and pay you a pension that you would have had if you would have been a teacher. Just here, take the money and lose.
We don't want you to feel bad about yourself. Look,
right.
This one fellow is getting at the top end, is getting a little over $2 million because he failed the test so many times.
Mm. Take a dive, right? That's what in this fight, basically Democrats want black folks to take
You're
a
right.
dive.
You're right.
We'll pay you to take a dive, you know? And the thing is, you know, it's engineered that way, man, where, you know, you would have black people who wouldn't be able to go and take this test and then, you know, blame, you know, and make not only make them look like they're incompetent to take the test, but just make them look like these weak, sniveling victims. Well, you know, they couldn't pass this test because the test is engineered for white people. And it's like, whatever.
All right. Come on. I got to get your blood pressure up even a little bit more. So I want you to be assured. Now, according to, ready for this one? This is a study by New York University, Harvard University, Tufts University, who says racism is not to blame for black children who are obese. So for years, they had chalked up the fact that obesity in the black community was because of racism. And, you know, we only, I guess, gave the black community the resources to buy, you know, junky foods. We gave them junky foods, all this other stuff. And now they're looking at this, and they say, you know, black children from high-income families experience higher levels of racial discrimination compared to black children from lower-income families. And that the higher-income children were less likely to be overweight or obese. So, therefore, the conclusion is, if you're subjected to more racism, but you have more money, you won't be obese.
Mm.
You got any Coke there? Because if we both do, did you find any Coke? We could both do a line of Coke, and this would probably make total sense.
Well, hey, maybe the cameras will, have a glitch in them or something like
cameras.
That.
They have cameras?
Get away with doing that. But, see, here's the thing, though, man. In these lower income areas, you know, and parents are able to get, like, WIC or, you know, this social assistance and stuff like that, that they use to buy junk food for their kids because, you know, these Democrats, you know, who claim to care about the little guy and all that sort of stuff and want us to eat healthy as they make this weird food pyramid that has nothing to do with good health.
Okay.
And they impose the regulations and the taxes that get this cost get passed on to the consumer. People can't afford to flip and eat healthy, man. They can't eat healthy.
No.
All they're doing is just basically trying to get some calories. You know what I'm saying? They just want to be able to have something to put on the table, and the body doesn't know what to do with that stuff, and it stores it, and you're going to have these obese kids. Yeah. So if they want to try to say that racism is what's doing today, yeah, they're absolutely right, because the Democrats know how to keep black folks down. It's always been their objective, is to control the black community and make them a voter stock. And basically all they're doing is fattening the calf for the slaughter so they can feed on them when election time rolls in. That's what it's all about. And then you're going to have these people saying, look, we're overweight and we're diabetic and all that sort of stuff. We need free health care. The Democrats are, that's right, we're going to give you health care. And they just, it's a feedback loop, man. That's exactly what they're doing.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so Democrats, you want to call it racism? You're exactly right, and you're the culprits.
Well, they go on to say that in higher or more affluent black areas, that people can get out. Now, listen to the words behind the words. People can get out their neighborhoods and walk. They can drink good water, right? They can control their calorie intake because they have the money to buy better food, and they can get better health care. People in lower socioeconomic areas have a problem getting, you know, good drinking water. Really can't get out to do exercise. That's our fault. And because they don't have the money, they have to go to, they call them BIPOC communities, have to go to clinics and such where they may not receive the same health care as the other group. Like, you have to be penalized now for working hard and making money.
Yeah. Man, Democrats have been playing that game for a long time, man.
I know, right?
Yeah, and the more affluent areas that they're talking about where, you know, you have these blacks who are better off, you know, they're usually Republican-run areas.
That's true. There's no way around that. Okay, so we're going to have a break. When we come back, we're going to have some fun because the Gen Zers and millennials are questioning whether women should still have to take their husband's last name. Because, you know, it rips their individuality something apart. And, yeah, don't even know where to go with it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. More idiocy when we return.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
You're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-325-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, because that's what we want. We want you to be part of the solution. We want you on top of things, but to be informed. Because if you're not informed, we sound like them. You never want to sound like them. You know what I'm saying? Alfonso Rachel George, as he does every week, I always appreciate his time with me. You know, I tell you people all the time, yeah, you heard me. I said you people. You know, we talk about supporting our own. We talk about helping our own. We talk about being there for our own. But are we? Do we really support our own? You know, Zoe and I have been talking about for years how, you know, you go out and buy, what's her name, Taylor Swift and Beyonce and all those people who are totally 100% against what you believe. I mean, Zoe, what was it, Taylor Swift, was it, who said, I'm not that kind of Christian? Although I don't really know what that means. Yeah. I can't seem to smoke enough dope to really understand that statement and that comment. Zoe and I believe, are that kind of Christian anyway.
Yes.
You should be supporting people like us. And Zoe, why don't you tell them where they can hear your music, where they can help out, where they can support you.
I was going to say, basically she's saying she's just not a Christian. Thank you, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And speaking of the music, on that website I have my music project, Sledge X, and I hope that you guys will come and check it out. Let me know that you heard me on the Joe Messina show. And, come and, rock out with us, man, as we rock the gospel. It's a dirty sound, but it's got a clean message. So for all my rock and roll fans out there who like to get a little, gritty, come check out our music.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I kind of lost everything here for a second, but it's okay. I can live with it. Yeah, we don't help each other out as much as we should, for that matter. And you wonder why the other side does so well. And the funny thing about it is left-leaning and you know this to be true, Zoe, is that these left-leaning shows, they usually tank. They don't do well. And the reason behind it is because they tend to do more complaining than they do provide solutions. They'll call out what's wrong, but it's usually only always what's wrong on one side. I think you and I, we call out both sides on a regular basis. Well, I don't got luck, really, for anybody. If you're doing something, if you're screwing up, you screw it up, period. End of discussion.
Right.
But it's the difference between us and them. Don't you agree?
Oh, totally, man. And with conservatives, just like you said, the support is very cliquish and very niche-oriented. And it's like, unless you're like in a musician that's in like the Trump cult, if you're a musician as a conservative, you really don't matter. It's like you have to make music and you have to, worship Trump at the same time. And that just doesn't, if you're not doing that, it just doesn't seem to work. And, even with liberals, all they do is complain. But on the conservative end, it's not so much that we call out liberals. It's one, you can't just call out liberalism and not promote conservatism. And that's a lot of what happened. That's one of the reasons why conservatism fails in the culture, is because we're constantly playing, ooh, look what Democrats did, and we've got it on tape, we've got the evidence and all that sort of stuff. It's like, yeah, we're calling out what liberals do all the time, but are we promoting conservatism? And that's, something that, we're trying to, and trying to, be creative, but we hardly get any support, to do it. And that's really sad.
Yeah, no, you're right. So, again, you got to pay attention. Got to pay attention to where you're putting your money, where you're putting your kids, right? The stuff you're letting them watch, where you're letting them go. We're finding out more and more as the days go on what's behind some of the things that you see. And remember, we all thought Disney was so cool and so safe and everything else. I didn't have to worry about bad words. I didn't have to worry about what they were going to see. I could plop my kids down in front of the TV set for a Disney movie while I went ahead and made me a cake or some brownies or something. What are you laughing for? Not those kind of brownies. Where'd your head go?
But and the sad part is, I'd have friends, man, who would be like just totally in denial about Disney. It's like, no, you're just listening to the media. It's like, why would the media be, trying to warn us about Disney? I'm not listening to the media about what Disney's doing. Disney is making it quite apparent what it is they're doing. It's like, no, Disney's not in it. And I wonder what these people say now. It's like, dude, you remember when you were telling us that we were crazy because we saw what Disney was doing? Remember?
So a new outdated practice in the normal world, as the question has been asked of the Gen Z and millennial group, should women still take their husband's last name? And you knew that was coming, right? First, we started with the hyphenation or whatever. And it's a pretty long article, but the bottom line is what they're saying is that this was something brought on 1,000 years ago by the Brits, and this is a way to control women, and it kind of undermines their individuality. You're doing the same thing I do while I was reading it. And you're sitting here thinking to yourself, you are not, though you do have individuality in marriage, you are not individuals. You are truly one. You are truly one team. You are truly, again, from a biblical standpoint, what I do to my wife, I do to myself, right? I mean, we are one. If you would, how do you lose you think my wife Tammy, you know her, you think she lost any of her individuality in this marriage? You're out of your mind.
Nah, man, and you're definitely the lucky one in that marriage. You better believe in God, dude. You better believe.
But I think you know, I don't even have trouble with the hyphenated name, you know, kind of paying honor to your dad or whatever. But I think, you know, the last name is the last name. The two become one. Period. End of discussion. And my oldest daughter, when she got married, she's like, we're having the wedding dinner or whatever it is, and she's everybody's sitting at the table. And goes, Dad, he won't let me keep my last name. I said, honey, you don't belong to me anymore. Number one, number two, what's the Bible say? The two become one. Doesn't say you become a half a one, you know, or anything like that. So you know, I'm not on your side on this one, kid. You're on your own.
Well, I tell you what, man. You know, for these feminist-minded girls out there who want to keep who want to keep this name or keep their name, you're still keeping the name of a man. It's like you got your father's
that's
left.
Right. Go for it. You're right.
it's as bad as the feminist man who wanted to hyphenate their names. I'm going to keep my maiden name, and I'm gonna and I'll put that name before your name. It's like, okay, well now you got the name of two men. You got the name of your father's, and you got the name of your husband's. So you know, it's like, just stop it. How far back do you need to go? You're gonna have to erase every last name that you have and try to keep the record of your mother's maiden name. But every one of your mother's maiden name is gonna have the name of her father. You know, so just stop. But hey, I don't know. Maybe what we can do, since just like you said, the two become one flesh. Well, why don't we just take the names and mix them? So like, say for my wife and I, her maiden name was Creek, and my last name being Rachel. Maybe we should just mix the names and we could be one. It'll be Crachel instead, or Raycheek. I don't know.
You remember Villa Vergosa out of Los Angeles? He was the mayor there for years, and I can't think of his first name now. But anyway, his last name was Villa Vergosa, and I started calling him Villa Ragu because I found out, to your point, he mixed the last name of his wife and his last name and came up with a new last name, and that's what they went by. So when people start going to his family tree in about 150 years. They're going to go, oh, my God, this man came out of nowhere. He must have been a space alien, just dropped on the planet, chose a name, that was it. Because, you know, unless you know what he did, there's no real explanation to be found anywhere for what he did. So, I mean, it gets crazier and crazier. And the reasons behind it, remember, these reasons are, it's all about me, aren't they? What about me? What about my individuality? What about what I want? What about my kids? Why do my kids have to have his last name? Well, why are you marrying the guy? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
You know, the sad part of it is as this stuff is trendy, you know, they're talking about their individuality. It's like, no, you guys just sound like a bunch of drones. You don't sound individualistic at all. You know, and this isn't a new idea that you guys have had. You guys are, you know, spouting the same stuff that people have tried to say for many years. And it doesn't work. It just doesn't fit. And they don't see the balance of it either. They honor on both sides of it. A woman who decides that she is going to marry this man and that she would take his last name, what an honor that is for the man. She volunteers for that. She's like, I willingly accept, you know, being, you know, your partner and under this, you know, banner, you know, your coat of arms, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is this house name, and they're going to take that. That's an honor, you know, for us. So, and they're trying to, they're trying to cheapen that. It cheapens themselves in doing it.
Well, you know as well as I do, they're cheapening marriage, they're cheapening the relationship, they're cheapening the importance of a male and a female in a house raising children. You can't. You know, you want to talk about science? We only got half a minute, but you know, I mean, science shows you, psychology shows you that kids who grow up in a male and female run home, if you would, are much more secure, safer. They're all the way around. Anyway, so real quick, tell people how to find you again.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Let me know that you heard me on the Joe Messina Show.
There you go. Right? Every Thursday, people, tune in. Don't miss us. So God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Joe Messina, your host. Don't worry. Dr. B joins us right after the break. And that was a lot of fun. My headsets went dead in the middle of our conversation. I thought I went deaf.